Good afternoon. My name is Sean Dilley. Now, I'm a parliamentary lobby journalist based out of the House of Commons, sponsored primarily by Talk Sport Radio, but freelancing across media with a look at tomorrow's autumn statement. Now, as is usual in governmental terms, I'm afraid there have been more leaks than a particularly old sieve, something that the Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow, is not going to be happy about. Firstly, you can follow me on Twitter. That's at Sean Dilley, SeanDillelle. Why for general updates and, of course, live tweets from Prime Minister's questions and the autumn statement tomorrow. Or you can follow my blog, which is Lobby Sean, LobbySean.com. So let's take a look at some of those cuts and what they're going to look like. You remember, of course, that when the government, the coalition government came to power, they did a couple of things, emergency budgets. They also did a thing called the Comprehensive Spending Review, or CSR, which cut 20% from most Whitehall budgets. Now, in addition to those cuts, the Chancellor of the Exchequer has admitted that things are taking longer than anyone had hoped. So what we're going to see, according to briefings from the Treasury, is an additional cut of 1% next year from most Whitehall departments, saving around £950 million. And 2014-15, an extra 2% worth of cuts, which is about £2.58 billion. Now, local authorities are going to be exempt from this the first year because of council tax freezes, but they will be expected to join in 2014 and 15 to find those cuts. This is something designed, obviously, to protect them in the short term, but it might hit them particularly hard. Now, protected departments are likely to be health, HMRC, that's tax. There's a lot in the news about that at the moment with Starbucks and Amazon and the like. Schools, notice not education, schools are going to be protected. International aid, the current commitment is to 0.7% of gross domestic product GDP and nuclear decommissioning also. Now, we're going to see extra investment in transport, education, although obviously it doesn't say from the briefings that we've had that education as a whole is going to be protected, but greater investment in education, also in science. On welfare, it looks to be very bad news for welfare claimants, with a likely freeze in benefits and some form of cuts to pension tax relief. Now, debt, this is a controversial subject for the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Big claims made when they came to power about obliterating this debt and that debt. And specifically, he said, you know, he's going to probably have to signal some form of climb down in the notion of falling debt, as it were, by 2015-16. They might have to climb down, saying that things are going to take longer than they ordinarily would do. Growth figures, well, they're not looking particularly fantastic, but at least we are in growth. Ed Balls would say that we're flatlining, but certainly the British Chamber of Commerce have come out and they've said that growth next year is likely to be 1.2% and in 2013 and 1.8% in 2014 instead of 1.2 next year and 2.2 the year after. In terms of fuel, we're likely to see some form of concession, some form of effort made for more gas-powered electricity plants, which will be rather interesting, and an overhaul of private funding for infrastructure, so-called PFI, which was introduced under John Major in very tough economic times, now to be reintroduced as PF2, so-called, which will see taxpayers having much more of a say in what happens. That's the theory. PF2, we're going to be minority shareholders with greater influence. That's the notion. In practical terms, that means the government will have greater influence, and certainly we should benefit one way or another. Now, the £2.5 billion, I should say, will be saved from current PFI deals. That's according to the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Obviously, this is something that they think is going to bring an awful lot of money. We'd expect to hear an awful lot on clawing money back from those avoiding tax one way or another. So that's going to be the watchword for the autumn statement, as it were. So quite controversial, really, because not only is debt not falling as much as we'd expected, we're also having to claw more money back from, if you like, Whitehall departments, less money that taxpayers are spending being spent on the areas where they're already budgeted under the Comprehensive Spending Review and redistributed. Now, Labour will obviously say that this is the government's plan having failed. They'll say that the coalition have mismanaged the economy, and they'll say that they need to think again about cutting too deep too fast. But obviously the Chancellor is likely to say that doing anything other would cause a huge crisis in confidence. Now, we've only 10 seconds left on this audio boost, so I will just say I've been Sean Dilley, at Sean Dilley on Twitter. Follow me at LobbySean, LobbySean.com. Thanks for listening.